Now that the Easter season is concluded, and we have celebrated the feast of the Ascension, Pentecost, Most Holy Trinity, and Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ, we have now entered into that part of the liturgical year known as Ordinary Time. Our scripture readings direct our attention to God's call to discipleship and the necessity for each of us to provide an answer to that call to discipleship with an act of faith. In our first reading, God spoke directly to Elijah, commanding Elijah to anoint Elisha as his successor. Elisha appears to be an ordinary farmer, perhaps even one of considerable wealth, since he is plowing a field behind 12 oxen. When Elijah throws the prophet's mantle upon Elisha, Elisha wants to answer God's call in his life, but also wants to say goodbye to his father and mother. Elijah appears to be disdainful of such hesitation, but allows it. Go back. However, Elisha shows Elijah just how committed he is to the Lord's call. Elisha sacrifices his entire livelihood, all 12 oxen, and prepares a fire with the wood from the plow. He feeds everyone around him with the meat from the oxen, a great example of charity, and then follows Elijah. What we learn from this story is that God can call anyone, any of us, at any time, from any position in life. Elisha was not a priest or royalty. He was a successful farmer, but he certainly could not have expected to become a prophet of God, speaking out to the king and the nation. The gospel reading for today begins the so-called travel narrative that's found in Luke's gospel. It is in this section that Luke places moral teachings of Jesus in the context of the journey to the cross. As a result of this travel setting, we get a particular understanding of the journey of Christian discipleship based on the cross. It is a demanding call, discipleship. Even so, the main point of Luke's travel narrative is to teach us how so many of things in our daily lives can distract us from what is truly important. That we are bound together as disciples, as a community of faith in both joy and in suffering, as we journey together with Christ toward our eternal life with God. Some distractions that Luke cites include being too busy to notice the sufferings of others, the story of the Good Samaritan, paying too much attention to our wealth and possessions, the story of the rich fool, and seeking status for status' sake in society, the story of the great dinner. Jesus is calling us. He calls us to be his disciples, to serve one another through love, as Paul encouraged the Galatians to do in our second reading, teaching us that our lives are to be lived for the higher purpose of building up the kingdom of God here on this earth. The time for excuses is long past. Whether we feel unworthy, unwilling, or afraid, my sisters and brothers, let us trust in the Lord as Elisha did, and follow the Lord, who leads us to himself, to his Father, and to eternal life. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.